T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They say, hey, listen, we don't have a run game. Well, let's just get fancy, right? We'll start doing some reverses, some double reverses. No, that's the last thing you do. You do that when you're doing well in the game, not when you're not doing well. So I love that when the run game's chipping away, he's throwing those short passes. Hey, listen, I know what my O-line is. I know I got two young guys out there on the outside. That's important to know. I can't let them just go back there all day and say, hey, I have total faith in them.
Uh-oh. I think we might have lost them. Where you at, Booney?
He doesn't believe they need to add on the offense.
Wow. He's like Steiny. He's like,
yeah, okay. We'll get him back. Yeah.
We'll get him back. Because I want to ask him about that 2011 offense.
Yeah, oh, look at him.
We got him?
Let's talk about the 2011 offense.
Let's do it, Alex Boone. You know I love you, man. Look, I keep thinking about, look, I know Vernon Davis went off against the Saints, but I remember all those turnovers you guys forced and didn't convert into touchdowns. You guys had to settle for a lot of field goals. And then I'm still scarred, Alex, from that NFC Championship game to where third downs, 1-for-13, and one catch from the wide receiver position. I just worry about Booney not having, you know, counting on these young guys at wide receiver. Now, they may grow to be something special this season, but I do worry about that when it comes down to making a play, maybe a 3rd-and-8 and a 3rd-and-9, and we haven't seen that quite yet with this football team, that you don't have anybody on the outside of George Kittle who can make that big play for you.
No, I agree with you. And I think that when you're talking about that, you're saying, hey, listen, somebody needs to really be the proven rising up guy to lead this team. Because when you're talking about George Kittle, eventually someone's going to have an answer for that. You're right. Someone's going to have an answer for the run game. And when they have an answer for both of them, somebody else has to step up. And that's where Marquise and Dante Pettis, they need to step up. Those guys need to start making big plays. But the nice thing is they're getting the ball to them quick. They're saying, hey, listen, we don't have the old line that we can just sit back there all day. But you guys need to start making better plays because we're getting you the ball as soon as we can. And from there, it's on you to make the play.
Booney, you played this game. I don't got to tell you it's predicated on emotion, but I keep telling the fellas I was impressed with Saleh, not just the defense, but that energy and exuberance he had on the sideline. I want to ask you, everything's good in the hood right now with the defense. Does that mean anything to the players when they see their coach emotionally invested like that?
Absolutely. When you look over and you see your coach screaming just like you're screaming, you're like, this dude buys it just like I do, you know? And you can feel that as a player because there's been coaches that I've had that didn't buy in. And I'm like, listen, man, I'm putting more on the table than you are right now. How do you think I feel? You know, and they're going to deny it. But you can feel the energy. With this team, it's different. You see Robert Saleh halfway on the field. He might have made the tackle. I mean, the guy's so excited to watch and just to see how emotional he is with the guys and to see the guys jump on him. That's what you want to see. That's a team rising up right there. That's a team saying, hey, listen, we're all in. Let's just go.
Alex, the 49ers are 5-0. Who in the NFC do you think is going to be their biggest challenge?
Oh, man, I think you got a team right there in the West in Seattle. Ooh. I think that this last game was a pretender, right? I think the Rams are pretending this year.
Wow.
They're the bully team, and I've said this for a long time because I've played Aaron Donald twice a year, so I'm allowed to say that. They bully a lot of people into bad decisions, and they're like, hey, listen, you don't want us to really go off. A lot of teams said okay, but now teams are like, no, man, you got to prove it now because look what we got behind us. We got these two running backs, and they're going to smash your face. And then our tight end's going to just throw you down. Like, you don't want to play with us. Now, Seattle, they're the same thing. And that's what scares me because when you look at that team, they're also a team on energy. They play on high praise and energy, and they're all excitable and going crazy. But when things aren't going right, they go way down. So that's going to be their big disadvantage.
Wow. Alex, thank you so much. Really appreciate it and hope we can do it again sometime.
Thanks, Alex.
Always a pleasure, guys.
All right, Alex Boone.
Heard what he said.
He's got energy like Saleh.
He's got big-time energy. He was ready to come at me, man.
And
that's what I love it.
Imagine telling the coach, I need more from you. I'm more hyped than you are.
But he heard what he said, though. If they do take away Kittle in the run game,
oh, no, it's real.
Who's going to step up? And we just don't know right now. We may not know in 2019.
Yeah.
Boy, did I stir up a hornet's nest with this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just going down, giving my... You know what? I think actually I'm gonna change my mind.
My boy tapped in Silk Basie.
They should all. They should all
Run DMC's in.
Yeah, let them all in.
Al Green's in.
Let them all in. I guess.
B.B. King.
But not a lot of rappers. Tupac's
Barry
in.
Barry Gordy Jr.
Grandmaster Flash in.
Yeah, N.W.A.'s in.
Yeah, so there you
go. Wu-Tang will be in one day. Like,
got some Motorhead people really coming down my road.
Telling me I don't understand punk music.
Well, that,
why do they call it punk?
I don't know.
I don't understand punk music.
I don't either.
No, I don't. But
it's just like 15 different beats going on. It's like, gives me a migraine.
Banging your head against the wall.
Right. It's like, it's like techno, right? Techno's like the worst.
No, I could get down.
Oh, techno's terrible.
Yeah, a few mimosas.
Oh, man. Techno's bad.
Yeah, no, I was just Judas Priest. You know what? Let them all in. Yeah. I don't want anybody to be mad at me over my music choices.
I'm mad at you a little bit.
For what?
Taking me down to Whitney Road, and it was Cindy. I thought it was Cindy.
We've all had terrible music takes on this show.
What you mean? When have I had?
Oh, you have them every day.
I do know who T-Rex is, 415.
Is Sam Cooke in the hall?
Should be.
Who? Sam Cooke.
I got to believe it.
What you know about Sam Steiny?
What, are you kidding?
Oh, Sam.
I'll tell you about Sam Cooke right after we do the 8K per day cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word WINDY, W-I-N-D-Y, WINDY, to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Yeah, Sam Cooke.
He was Marvin before Marvin.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
he's in the Hall.
Pappas knows everybody who's in and out.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's telling me in my ear.
No. He's got Google up, that's why.
Oh, Pappas.
Technical producer Google.
Okay.
Here's
give it to me.
You guys know who Peter Schrager is?
Yeah.
He's NFL Network.
Yep.
This is what he said about the Niners. Where are you on this?
And the Rams completely shut it down. They couldn't do anything. Mike McClinchy, their starting tackle, was out for the 49ers. Joe Staley, their other starting tackle, was out for the 49ers. Kyle Juszczyk was out for the 49ers. George Kittle hurt himself at practice on Friday, played through pain, had a day.
Debo.
I can't listen to the fact that Gurley was out was why the Rams lost. Every team deals with injuries.
Talk about it.
You need to find a way to overcome injuries. Aqib Talib was out too. I don't care. You have to find a way to step up. This 49ers team is special, and that what they've been through the last couple of years with injuries has made them stronger and able to do this. I could tell you, they were in L.A., obviously. A lot of the guys in the front office on Saturday took their families to Disneyland on Saturday and enjoyed Anaheim. Like, they have been through it all. They are enjoying this experience, and that team, from ownership down to the last player on the roster, seems to be galvanized by what they've been through the last 24 months. Losing the quarterback, losing the running backs, being laughed at, and having McVay be paraded around like the greatest coach of all time. Here's Kyle Shanahan waiting in the background, like, just wait till I get my guys healthy. This isn't how Kyle Shanahan was supposed to coach a team. It's supposed to be all high-powered offense and Atlanta, Julio Jones. No, they grind it out and they trust the defense. I love this 49ers team. I love what they're about, and I know they love each other.
Yeah.
This might be the team of the year. We're just sleeping on them until now.
Wow.
Damn, Peter.
What is it, Buffalo Springsteen, you always say, guru?
Yeah, no, Buffalo Springfield. Springfield.
Buffalo Springfield,
yeah, where's the buzzer?
Throw a flag.
Something's happening.
Something's happening.
You ever hear the Sam Cooke album, One Night Stand?
I may have heard
that. Harlem Square.
I like that Harlem Square.
Feel It, Don't Fight It.
It's a great album. See, I'm not. Wow.
Can we get great some sample album. Beats, Pappas?
Yeah.
Technical producer.
It's, yeah.
We need more Sam Cooks in soul music.
Let's go to James. James is on the Bay Bridge. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? I'm this diehard Raider fan here.
Cool.
Just got a few points here.
Yeah.
I just want to say I think Raiders go out this weekend. I think Josh Jacobs puts him on skates. Goes for over 100 rushing. Raiders take the game, and like Guru said, we got two bullies in the Bay. Next, I want to say, gotta admit, I'm a believer in this Niner team now. That run game is nasty, and that defense is firing on all cylinders. I also do have a good nickname. I feel
all right.
Be the gold dredge.
The gold.
The gold dredge.
Oh, the gold trench. Thanks,
yes, sir.
Okay.
Mediocre.
All right.
Now, people are trying. E for effort. Because wouldn't
it's A for effort. Give an A for effort.
Okay. Yeah, not an A plus. This is hard, man.
It is hard. It is hard. And there's just not a lot out there that's original. Wow.
We should ask Booney. He sounded like he would have one.
Nah, he wouldn't.
Plus, but here's the thing. He would have come up with a lousy one. But because he's a former player, you guys would have been like, hey, that's pretty good. Like, you wouldn't have treated him
Like I do that with Logan Hill a lot.
I was on the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, you would have backed him up, Guru.
No. I'm not that guy. I would have told him.
Well, Kevin Harlan disagrees.
let's take Juice. Juice in Fremont. What's up, Juice?
Hey, what up, guys? You know, that topic earlier, you know, I kind of agree with Steiny, man. I mean, you know, I'm looking at this Niner team, and they kind of remind me of that 91 Giants team with Parcells, you know, with the strong running game, solid defense, and also that 2007 Giants team that beat the Pats. And I have two names for you guys, the nickname for the defense.
All right.
How about the Suicide Squad and also the Smash Brothers? We have the Bash Brothers, the Splash Brothers, and the Smash Brothers. Smash football, guys. Peace.
Kind of goo?
I'm not in on a lot going on. Suicide, I'm out.
Yeah, but Smash Bros? Yeah. Smash Bros? Smash Brothers?
That might be the leader in it. Because I had to think of Splash Brothers, but Smash.
What? Yeah, I.
Smash Bros.
It's not bad.
The players wouldn't like it.
Yeah, and
they
the
all got
is,
swag. They want something. Bang Bang Niner game to me.
That's not a nickname.
But it sounds so good.
Well, it's a slogan.
And it rhymes. It's Bang Bang Niner Gang.
But that is for the whole team.
Bang Bang
that's
Niner
what
Gang.
What you want?
I want it for the defense.
Oh,
like the
gotcha.
Dome Patrol with New Orleans.
Right. Niner Gang.
Doomsday
no fly zone. In
Doomsday
Dallas.
Defense.
Purple
exactly.
People yeah. Eaters in
it. It's got to be that good.
Steel Curtain. Come on.
How about, now this one came over.
That's right, the deep,
this one came
bad.
Over, and I think it's close. Of course, the old Bears defense was called Monsters of the Midway.
Yeah,
somebody threw out Monsters of the Midbay.
And they're technically in the
why?
South Bay.
Yeah. You know what?
Monsters
yeah.
of the Bay.
Say
Monsters of the Bay.
You know what? Yeah. I'm sticking up for the callers and the texters.
What?
You think you have something better back there in the control room? Bring it. And you know what? It's really easy to make fun of people who are trying. They're trying their best. Come on, everybody.
Monsters of the Bay?
Look at this.
I kind of like Monsters of the Bay.
We should have a prize. Whoever guesses it comes in.
I'm going to say this to our producer, Kyle, and everybody can hear it. If you don't like the nicknames, stop taking calls that say they've got a nickname.
Got him.
You kind of like it, don't you, Kyle? You kind of think they're going to come up with one. Let's try John. John's in Eugene, Oregon. What's up, John? How are you, man?
Hey, how's it going today, fellas?
Home What's of Steve Prefontaine.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the Niners. They on Monday night, they were talking how they're swarming like sharks. A good name could be something like the Red Swarm, and then you can name each individual player a shark name, like Buckner could be a Megalodon, Bosa could be the Great White.
I think we got it.
Oh, wow.
The Red Swarm. The Red Swarm with the Megalodon.
And it's a play
out
the
close.
Red storm
oh,
starting.
Man. It's close.
I think
it's Shark Week. It's time to eat.
Baldy.
We could have a winner.
He's
the leader in the clubhouse.
No, it's not.
Give me one better than the
it's
Red Swarm.
It's too convoluted.
They swarm.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
It's
too convoluted.
Fat Four.
By the way, for the 8 millionth time, Gold Rush cannot be used. It's the name of the 49ers dance team.
Who doesn't understand that?
Apparently, everybody, because the Gold Rush, Steiny. Okay.
Another one.
Although, you know what? Somebody's saying tell the cheerleaders to get a new name. That's kind of what the Oklahoma City Thunder did to the
like
Golden State Warriors mascot.
Yeah, go get a new mascot, right? Cutthroat committee, I heard
that's
from
true.
Somebody.
No,
I can't deal with the cutting throats, man. We're not cutting throats out here. We're just sacking quarterbacks.
Let's go to Corporal Gibson.
Red Swarm.
Corporal Gibson. I never knew the rank. I don't get the ranks. Like, which is
my dad? Like, are you ranked?
Does he know? Like your dad? Like,
oh, normal.
Is Corporal high or kind of low?
It's high.
Okay. Hey, Corporal, what's up, man?
Hey, first time caller. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm a retired military. So, anyway, Patton won the war in the trenches. We have Sherman in the backfield. What about the Sherman tanks?
I'm sure Sherman would like it, but yeah.
Hey, by the way, seriously, Corporal, wasn't Patton a little bit overrated?
But he still won the war.
Yeah, he did. He did. Thanks, Corporal. Corporal Gibson.
Patton wow. overrated.
Thanks for listening. Seriously, Corporal, appreciate it. Like, what's the highest? A general? Major? Like, nothing higher than a general. Be,
you're right.
So what is it? General, then major, then corporal? And how many are there?
I want to say sergeant. Where's sergeant at?
I don't know. And what about private? Where's private?
Private's got to be low on totem pole, right?
I wanted me to go to the armed forces.
I'm looking at it here. It looks like general officer, major, commodore, second lieutenant, lieutenant, captain. That can't be right.
Where's corporal?
I don't see corporal on here.
Hey, Corporal Gibson, were you an underachiever?
Wow.
I don't see corporal on here.
I mean, they all
I can tell corporal's
like
got a great
Navy,
sense
Army,
of humor,
Semper
though.
Fi, they all probably got different verbiage.
Semper Fi, you know what that means? Yeah. That's Semper the Marines, I know that.
Shout out to Ricardo Pacheco.
No, that's
Pacheco.
The Marines.
He was a boss I had. He the was Marines. A Marine.
Corporal's like E4, so you got private first class, then corporal, sergeants after that. So corporal's low on the totem pole.
What do you think of this?
Corporal's only above a private, idiot.
Yeah. that is unreal.
650.
Corporal is only above a private, idiot.
Yeah, he's right. We are idiots for not knowing that, I guess. That's
Norm like, wanted me to go to the armed forces.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do it?
I didn't want to cut my hair.
Reminds me of somebody, I forget who it was. It's like if I said to you, Guru, hey, where's the bathroom at?
Okay.
And you say to me, you should never end a sentence with a preposition.
It's
like,
out.
Hey, where's the bathroom at, idiot? How about there? Like that's what you kind of do. John Fremont, let's move on. Come on, John. Come on now, John.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I got one in regards to Nicky Bosa. How about Nick and the Head Knocker?
Oh man, thanks, John. We're
could you hear Dick Stockton saying Nick and the Head Knockers?
Yeah,
Nick and the Head Knockers,
dude. The Red Swarm is it. The Red Swarm.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But I'd like to think we could do a lot better.
Just a little
We need
more
to ask
clever.
E-40. He's a wordsmith and a Niner fan.
Well, and I'm not.
But we're stuck for like 2 weeks trying to... That was Elena. Yeah, but she said, E-40 might ask something.
What do you mean?
No, a nickname.
Is he a Niner fan or a Raider fan?
Well, he texted me back over the weekend.
I almost want to say prove it, but yeah, okay.
I'm telling you.
Is he going to come on?
How about Code Red? D-Line 8 Code Red.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
It reminds me of A Few Good Men too much. I think of the movie.
You can't handle the truth. So that's real.
You ordered a Code Red.
Sometimes you don't want to know the truth.
Let me tell you what Nick
don't.
Is absolutely the worst. Hot Boys. Come on.
That's the Cowboys.
That stinks.
It's a playoff of Cowboys.
And why is it the Cowboys? Stinks. Why is it the Cowboys? It should be BG, Juvenile, Turk, a Little Wayne, Cash Money Records.
Let me help you on line one. Mm-hmm. It is, but you use it to sports, so the Cowboys.
No, I don't like it.
Cowboys, Hot Boys.
Ain't nothing hot about the Cowboys this season. Give up that nickname.
Here's a question I want to ask, and we can maybe revisit this on the other side, about the 49ers passing game and whether they need to add to it to take it to the next level. I think there's one thing we're all kind of forgetting when it comes to the 49ers passing game. And I'm going to get into that after the break. But first, let's go over to Lainey and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Danny. What's happening on The Game? Brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The undefeated 49ers head to the nation's capital, looking to start the season at 6-0 by beating Washington on Sunday. Despite some criticism, Jimmy Garoppolo has improved to 13-2 as a starting quarterback. Hall of Famer and 95.7 The Game NFL insider Terrell Owens joined Joe Lo and Dibs this morning and said Jimmy is doing exactly what he needs to do to get the team a win.
Garoppolo is playing manageable football. He's not trying to force anything. Everybody is contributing. You got Kittle playing like the stud that he is, and the receivers that he has, they're getting better each and every week.
Listen to T.O.'s full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or using the radio.com app. You can also stream your favorite shows live using the radio.com app if you download and favorite 957 The Game. Coming up on Damon Rado and Kolsky, legendary NFL writer Peter King will join at 5 o'clock. We are sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Elena Matzorkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Monte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you ever change your mind.
I'm going to take my time getting this read.
This will make you cry, man.
I don't know about cry.
Bad breakups? I always did the breaking ups. I never was on the wrong end.
You've never gotten your heart broken?
One time.
All right. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. That's Sam Cook, Hall of Famer Sam Cook.
Steiny, you're just going to let him get away with that saying he's never gotten his heart broken?
Yeah.
Steiny's thinking he's not.
I don't believe
Steiny
that.
I know my resume.
Everybody's had their heart broken once.
I would think so.
By the way, if you have a nickname for the 49er defense, you got to go through the Chilton Auto Body text line.
I'm done.
At this point, 957.
That's not our producer Kyle saying I'm done.
What do you think about the red fog?
I don't. That is whack.
It's just one that came off the top of my
head.
You don't like it? Just fog, like surrounds you, cloaks you.
They're in Santa Clara. There's no fog over there.
You know, it's funny. It's easy to ridicule when you can't come up with anything yourself.
We got it. The Red Swarm.
Yeah. It's not the Red
Mediocre.
Swarm. It's the Fab Four, man. F-A-B-B.
Mediocre. I'm telling you, man. That's catching.
I'm
telling you, man. It's catching heat. It's catching steam.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about the 49ers, obviously off to a 5-0 start, and whether this team as equipped could make a big-time run and get to the Super Bowl and perhaps win it. Or do they need something? Do they need something that's going to put them over the top? Bonte and Guru talking about maybe an upgrade at the wide receiver position. Can they get a one? Could they get a player like A.J. Green?
Right.
I don't think it's the time. I really don't. I like the way the 49ers are building this thing. But I want to ask you this, because why do you guys want to go get somebody like that when we can acknowledge that the 49ers passing game is it's a work in progress? Why can't we allow for the fact that Jimmy G had an ACL tear last year, is coming back, he's won 5 games, and 10 weeks from today, he's going to be a better quarterback.
My problem's not with him. But if you give him a top-tier receiver, a proven one, he becomes a better one. I'm not saying he can't do what you just said. I'm talking about the guys that are catching the balls right now that look like they got cup hands, trying to catch the ball with cups. Those two passes to Coleman and Goodwin, and we've seen this before, the Pittsburgh game, you got to make those catches. And I'm just saying, you can say, oh, we won, we're 5-0. But what if that was the wild card game? What if that was a division game against Seattle Monday night? And that's all I'm saying, B.
And we're going to see this team play against better defenses like the Saints, like the Ravens, like the Seahawks.
Uh-oh.
Patrick Peterson is back in Arizona helping that team out. They all of a sudden look like, everybody's saying that Arizona's a gimme with Kyler Murray. I'm not saying that's
I'm
a
not
gimme.
Either.
I'm not going there on a short week. And they got Patrick
Come
Peterson
on,
back.
Guys.
Come
the
on,
other reason you can't say it is
they
just because.
In a row.
Exactly. Exactly.
They get up for that game. That's Arizona Super Bowl, a primetime game on Thursday Night Football. That is their championship this season. And they would love to spoil the party for the 49ers. Like, I think when you play these top corners, too, in Seattle and New Orleans, like I said, it's just going to need something else, man. Do you have enough faith in Deebo, Dante Pettis, and Marquise Goodwin to really scare opposing DBs?
Deebo!
I don't know.
888-957-9570 is the number. As is, how far can this 49ers team go?
And can we admit?
As is.
All right. Can we admit Sunday that the defense won them that game?
Of course.
Well, that's our whole point is at some juncture, the defense is going to not have a goal line stance, and the Rams are going to cash in on those opportunities. You got to do it through the air, and I don't believe they did it through the air Sunday, Bonte. And again, Garoppolo, I'm not saying him, Steiny. It's the receiving core and the running back dropped the ball.
Right.
Again, I keep going to that. I couldn't believe it. What's he thinking?
I don't know what he's thinking. He dropped the pass. I mean, it happens. He made a mistake. He didn't catch the football. Hopefully he can catch the football when he's wide open down the field later on, and he has caught those wide open passes. Hey, look, players slip up every now and then, Guru. It happens. It happens, but I'm eager to see moving forward when teams, like Alex Boone said, when they take away Kittle, when they take away the running game, it's coming. Howard and Niners is going to adjust. I think
see,
it is.
I could say
It's not
the
good.
Rams. No, I mean, okay, the Rams took away the 49ers' running game on Sunday. They cut it in half. So what did the 49ers do? Garoppolo threw for 243. It was enough. Can they win like that consistently? I think, you know, if the Rams are a good team, who's to say the 49ers can't do it against other good teams?
Yeah, I guess I just got a problem with, and you're right, at the end of the day, they won. It was enough. The Rams had chance after chance after chance, and the D bailed the team out. I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is, man, is that your formula every week, Bonte, that the D's going to bail you out?
I mean, for some teams,
it
works.
At some point, you know?
For some teams, that works. For the Niners under Harbaugh, it worked. For the Ravens, it worked when they won the Super Bowl. Possibly it could work out here in San Francisco. Maybe.
You know, the other thing is the more you pass, the more opportunity you may give the other team's offense because you're liable to not use as much clock. And one of the things that the 49ers have been able to do is dominate time of possession. I mean, I get it. It's a fine line. You want to rely on the run or you want the run to be your identity. So you take that to the hilt, but at some point, maybe you're going to have to pass to. See, I guess what I'm saying is I don't like the idea of one or the other. Like, if they can't run it, then Garoppolo is going to have to throw for 400 yards. I don't necessarily buy that.
I don't think he has 300.
You got to move chains, Donnie.
But look at the targets here. George Kittle with 37 targets. The next closest, second on the list in targets, is Deebo Samuel, a rookie wide receiver, with 22 targets. And you got Pettis at 15. But I get it. The Niners are a balanced team, and they run the football. That's their identity. I get all that. But there's going to be a time. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there isn't a time in this season where the Niners have to pass the football or depend on some of these young wide receivers. But I believe that time is going to come for this team.
Yeah,
I believe there's
going to
be a game.
Jimmy's doing fine. He will show you guys. We're not saying he's not doing fine. I'm talking about the wide receiving core.
The wide receiving core is
that's who I'm
15th
talking about,
Scotty. In the league in drops. They're right in the middle of the pack. They're not great. They're not terrible.
15th. Despite the lack of targets. That's alarming, Steiny. They don't get targets.
I like that math. That's that Bonte here. Math.
I'm not.
No, it's not, yeah.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, it's alarmed a little bit.
No,
the fact that they don't got a large sample size,
no,
so the small ones they do get, they hit the carpet.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's that egregious. I mean, they came into last game averaging 28, 29 throws, so they're probably 30 times a game he's throwing. So, six drops. It's only one a game, isn't it? Essentially? I don't know. I'm not worried about the drops. Are the wide receivers the strength of the team? No. But I'm not freaking out about the wide receivers.
And like I said, when I'm not either, it's week five going into. But when you talk Super Bowl and what's the end result, then I look at it through that prism.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying.
Because I'm thinking big, Steiny. I think we're all thinking big with this football team now that it's 5-0, and they have a defense this good that people are now starting to compare to the 85 Bears. Okay,
damn.
If we're thinking big.
2,000 Ravens.
You know what? In the NFL, I want to get greedy. I want to get greedy. And by getting greedy, you go out there and get me another weapon on the outside and said, we have enough to play with the big boys.
I want winners.
Like, we're going to find out against the Seahawks and Saints. Seahawks, not so much, but it's the Saints. You want home field advantage. You don't want to go to the dome in the playoffs.
So you're already talking home field advantage.
I'm talking home field advantage. I'm thinking big, fellas.
I think the 49ers, with this team, has the potential to be, and they might be right now, the best team in the NFC.
And I'm not
so
saying you're wrong.
If you believe that, then really what are we talking about? We'd be talking about getting or upgrading the receiver spot for one game,
no,
the Super Bowl.
It's really 11 games. We're talking about right now they're good, but it could change
this week.
We said
right now they're the best team in the NFC.
Right, but they got 11 more games to prove that theory that we're already giving them the benefit of the doubt. But they got 11 games, Steiny, 44 quarters to show us, okay, this is more of a problem, and they may not be the best team all the way around moving forward. So it's management's job to...
Let's see what happens.
Right.
And why go out and get something right now you may not need?
Well, that's what's called insurance, Steiny, just in case you need it.
And the idea of a rental.
For a third round pick, I'm taking a rental. I would.
Well, Bonte convinced me. Now the more I'm thinking about it, I'm back to my original thing on AJ. He's
original
flip flop.
I'm sorry. What?
Original what?
The cheap shot.
The flip flop is not real.
So you're not buying AJ Green.
No, I'm just.
Okay, so back the truck up.
No, I'm not.
Back the truck up.
I can't buy a guy that's not.
Back the truck up. Back the truck up.
Ouch.
I actually like the noise, but.
Back the truck up on that.
The guy's not even ready to play. And you're beating from the rooftops to say this is who they should go get. It's totally against Devontae Hill, I know. This guy is readily not available, Steiny.
He will be ready to go.
He's telling you when.
He will be ready to go by November and December, January.
He called the defensive back for the Broncos.
Chris Harris Jr.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's he at?
Mm-hmm.
Still balling.
Mm-hmm.
Still balling.
Mm-hmm.
Still balling.
On his original team. What are we talking about here?
Let's go to Mo and San Mateo and regroup.
Okay. I got kind of lost.
Yeah, it did, Spatty.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Mo, what's going on?
Hey, man, I just wanted to comment on that Goodwin catch real quick.
Sure.
You guys keep talking about how he dropped the pass. He did, and he should have caught it. But at the same time, there's no reason that linebacker should have caught up to that pass. And then one more thing, Steiny, how can you not want to get a player if it makes your team better? You should never want to be stagnant. If you can have an opportunity to get a player that makes your team better, you should go for it. And the best pressing need right now is wide receiver.
I'm not necessarily on board with AJ Green making you a better. Man, I like what they have now. That's all.
Say that again?
I don't subscribe necessarily to the theory that just because you would bring AJ Green in here, you would be better, believe it or not.
But that would definitely alter the way the defense looks.
No doubt.
Instead of keeping somebody in the pocket, keeping those eight in the box, you'll have a guaranteed threat that they have to look at outside of Kittle.
What are you willing to give up for him, Mo?
Well, I mean, it's the NFL also stands for not for long. So you should give up what you can so you can have a good, solid 3-year run going for the championships. Our team is young. I feel like if we give something up, give a high draft pick this year, next year, we're not going to have a top pick if we keep going the way we go.
Oh, meaning it's more worth giving up. Yeah. Gotcha. Thanks, Mo.
It'll
appreciate
be like
the
a
call.
Warrior pick, you know, when you knew they were going to win the chip.
You know,
it's
funny, but all of a sudden now, first round pick, it'll be 17 or it'll be 21. Well, that's still a first round pick, and in the NFL, you can find somebody there. You want to give up a third, knock yourself out. I'm just not giving up a first round pick.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, Donnie, if you're telling me this team is as good as you think they are,
you don't
what's
need
the pressing need.
You don't need
for
him.
Next year.
You don't need him. I don't think you need AJ Green.
Oh,
he's a free agent too. What are you going to do with him?
Yeah.
Like what? Like let's go through that. Let's say you give up let's say you get him for a third round pick.
Well, you got to resign him. If you go get him, you know you're trying to bring him back and end his career. Have him.
How much money you
want to
give him?
He'll
be 32 next year.
That I don't know.
Parag Marate is a genius when it comes to these contracts. Maybe you give him a front loaded 2-year deal and you give him some guarantees.
He'd
but then
be
you
happy
can have
just
a team
to get out of Cincinnati.
You don't think so?
You don't know that.
Oh, I'm just. Yeah, you're right. We
Come
don't.
On. He wants
what
to go
if AJ Green says, I'm not going to the 49ers. They have no pass
Well, then
attack.
That's on him then. Go lose in Cincinnati then.
No,
he's spend
thinking,
the rest of your career in Cincinnati.
This is perfect.
Be loyal.
I don't got to share.
He's let me call like, having me your go, teammates back.
Yeah, let me go lose a bunch of football games for the rest of my career and be
Been
irrelevant.
There,
so do you respect what Jalen Ramsey's trying to do?
Trying to get out of Jacksonville? Yeah. He's trying to take control of his career.
Steph
I have
Curry
no problem. Could have
done that. Steph Curry could have flown the coop.
Hey, I have no problem with the player trying to take control of his career.
Let's go to Spaz in San Francisco. What's up, man?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today? How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Okay, I've got a couple of points I just want to run across y'all real quick. For one, our identity is the defense. Come on, man. You can stop people from running the ball and stop them from throwing the ball. I mean, that's basically a win, right? They talk about Jimmy G in our running game, and if we can't run the ball, we're in trouble. Y'all saw the game on Sunday. We didn't run the ball how we did the first 4 weeks, and we still held the ball twice as long as they did, and we still held them to 7 points. Like, come on, man. I don't understand where all the hate is coming from. We undefeated. And honestly, we just look like we're just going to cause problems for everybody that we play. Everybody's hating. And the last point, Why would we get A.J. Green? He hasn't played a full season ever. I take your comments off the air, all right?
Ever? We sure about that?
Just the fact that he hasn't played a down yet this year.
Don't say he hasn't played a full
season.
It's
what's more pressing, Matt.
He's played some full seasons.
The fact that I don't care. Forget the resume, just in general. The guy hasn't played this year, and we're having a discussion about we need to bring him in.
But you know when he does play, he's a factor.
Oh, no doubt. But the best ability is availability, and he's flunking right now.
Just because you say it doesn't make it the best. What about durability? The best ability is durability.
Which ultimately ends up, if you're saying, availability.
Just saying. Just because you say it doesn't make it official.
It's the same word.
What is? Availability and durability?
Yeah. They're cousins.
Okay, they're cousins.
If you're durable, I'm going to be available. You know,
they're cousins, but they ain't the same word.
That's right.
Let's go to John's in Napa. What's up, John? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing well, man.
Hey, a couple things about the offense and defense. One, if you remember Bill Walsh back in the day, he always said the last thing you should get when building a team is a wide receiver. Yep. And to give up a number one for A.J. Green, who's hurt, I think that ended up being like when Randy Moss went to the Raiders. I don't think he would perform. Mm-hmm. I don't think you give up a first-round pick, because if Garoppolo gets hurt, we may need that for a quarterback, especially if Nick Mullins doesn't perform. And then with the defense, everyone wants to compare us to the Ravens or the 85 Bears or the Bucks or even the Legion of Boom. The thing all of those teams have in common, they only pulled out one Super Bowl. We need a team that can pull out multiple, like the Patriots, the Niners of the 80s, the Steelers of the 70s, the Cowboys of the 90s. We need to build a whole team and not just worry about building that dominant defense for the 1 year. I'll take your comments off the air.
Does it? So does that mean he wants to go out and get A.J. Green?
No, Bill Walsh said that's the last thing you do in building the team is going to get a wide receiver.
But don't you feel like they're one piece away from being a complete team?
I totally agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm talking.
They have the running
years.
Backs.
What if
they
I said the, no? I don't think
you don't
are.
Think so.
No.
What are they missing out?
Quarterback. Like, and I don't mean he can't do it, but like I believe if Jimmy G, like if he's not that good, or if we don't think he can win a Super Bowl, I'm not sure A.J. Green. Mm. I don't know how much A.J. Green would help an average quarterback if that's what Jimmy ends up being. That's all.
Well, A.J. Green got Andy Dalton paid.
And that my whole thing is you get two birds with one stone. You get the threat of the wide receiver, but also you get to find out what you think you already know is that Jimmy, with the top-tier receiver, can make good music.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Think about the numbers A.J. Green put up with Andy Dalton. Would you guys say Andy Dalton?
He made Andy Dalton.
I think
Andy got a contract.
I think Andy Dalton's better than Garoppolo.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, well, in terms of throwing the ball.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think I think Andy Dalton is like
he was the man
for
a few years ago.
Andy Dalton
has never been the man.
He's not now, so it sounds whack.
But Garoppolo's not
on Andy's best day.
Andy Dalton.
Andy
we just put him in
Andy was highly regarded.
We just talked about Andy Dalton yesterday saying look at the quarterbacks the Niners have played. And we laughed at Andy Dalton.
No, I'm going.
But Andy Dalton can put up yards.
And he got a second contract from the Bengals because they thought he was the guy.
He's like Kirk Cousins in a way where he gets those garbage time numbers and he looks good at the end of the
day.
Now
he's kind of a bum now.
Andy Dalton's been a bum. Yeah. He's been a bum.
He's a bum.
He was overhyped.
Garoppolo has a ways to go before he even gets to Andy Dalton.
No doubt.
What's Andy Dalton? Gone to the playoffs, what, five times? Yep. And I get it. He's never won a game.
But he took a team to the playoffs.
I mean, I think, what?
Andy Dalton didn't take them. They had a good defense. They had A.J. Green. They had Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill.
Hey,
Andy Dalton was
the brink of
Andy Dalton was a guy like all Alex Smith almost, where it's just like, don't blow it for us. Hey. And he's blown it multiple times.
But does his resume read quarterback, starting quarterback of multiple playoff teams?
Let me be clear. Let me be clear.
Wow, the goalposts are moving today.
If you said right now, who do you want, Dalton or Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
I'm taking Garoppolo.
I'm taking Garoppolo, too.
But if you say, who's had a better career or who's got the way to go, like Garoppolo's got work to do to get to Dalton.
He's done nothing compared to...
I fully believe he will do that.
That's all I was saying. I fully believe he'll do that on his good day back when... His name wasn't mud like it is now.
Okay, 415. Steiny shows how little he knows when he says Dalton is better than Jimmy G.
Everybody makes the Pro Bowl these days.
He didn't like that.
Andy it's a Dalton popularity contest.
Is better than Jimmy G. He's had a better career so far.
There's no way anybody can say anything
Jimmy's ceiling is way higher. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jimmy's got a higher ceiling than Dalton.
I'm with you.
That's why I'm taking Jimmy Garoppolo over Andy Dalton. I'm just saying, don't denigrate Dalton.
I understand that. He's fell off.
Dude, Dalton is so he's so mediocre. Like, it's just, sure, he's gotten to the playoffs and he's gotten to the wild card round and he's had a road game. But really, nobody fears Andy Dalton. You defend him the same way you defend mediocre quarterbacks.
Do you think he's not going to beat Andy Dalton more than Garoppolo?
I do, actually.
Because Dalton's more of a gunslinger.
Yeah, but that's why teams love playing against Andy Dalton. They're like, man, it's interception time. I could make the Pro Bowl off a game against Andy Dalton.
How do we know Garoppolo won't be that guy if he's got to be a gunslinger?
We don't know that yet. I just like the makeup of Garoppolo. I've seen, probably because I've seen Andy Dalton since college and he's been the same guy. That's why I'm just like, Andy Dalton, the fact that A.J. Green put up numbers with Andy Dalton says a lot. He's had an average quarterback his entire career.
Fair.
Andy Dalton, look at the...
But Garoppolo, in order for Garoppolo to catch up to Dalton, he's got to be an average quarterback for a few years.
He's
got to
be better than average, no doubt about it.
And Andy Dalton's I'm not defending the Red Rifle because at this current moment, fella, he's done. But he's thrown for 27 touchdowns, 33 touchdowns, 25, 25, 19.
Look at the interceptions. And I'm looking at him, 27-16,
33-20, 25-7 in 15. I mean, 25-12 in 17. He's done now. But on his good day, back in the day, come on, you would have thought Andy Dalton's a franchise quarterback. Oh, and they paid him as much. Oh. We don't know if Garoppolo can start 16 straight games. That's all I'm saying. And I would take, just for the haters, Garoppolo right now in a Texas second.
Of course.
Because Dalton is done. But on Dalton's good day, he has something on his resume, man.
Like, I don't know if we did this before. Who would you take, Goff or Garoppolo?
Right now, yeah. Goff.
I'm taking Garoppolo.
Oh, excuse me.
Said it on Sunday, and I'll say it again today. I'm taking Garoppolo.
Yeah, fair. I think had a better career up to this point?
Goff. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what Jimmy Garoppolo would do? He would say, I held Tom Brady's clipboard, and I got me two Super Bowl rings. I've been part of some parades, so I know what that feels like.
But it was as a starter.
Yeah, that's it. That's what Garoppolo
you know
says.
A ring.
That's what Garoppolo says.
A ring.
If we're gonna call,
Omri Caspi has a ring. And again, think about that, Goo. Omri Caspi walks around with
Nick Young
NBA
too.
Finals ring.
Nick Young
never
has
played
one.
In a postseason game. At least,
I hear least, you. Nick did play. Where's
least,
he at?
Who? Nick Young?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been a great father.
I'll follow him on the gram.
Well, then
I
you tell me what he's doing.
I haven't seen many videos up lately.
You tell me what he's doing.
He ain't posted lately. Probably taking a,
man.
Call it the under.
We got action on the phone lines. Big action on the phone lines.
And it's already 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to.
Isn't this what Pete Franklin used to do? I see you, Mark, Rich, Carlos, no good, and drop it. Is that what he did? Is that what he used to do to you?
No, I had a private number.
Did you?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow. All right. 888-957-9570. Also, the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Feel free to use a text line to say, Steiny, I understand what you're saying about Garoppolo and Andy Dalton. All right. When we come back, just more fun and games. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Shaka Khan? Are they in? Do you love what you feel?
Hell yeah.
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
She should be.
This is Shaka Khan. It's not they.
Oh. That's a person, not a band?
Come on, Steiny. You're losing points to Blackheart.
What's the other hit Shaka Khan has?
Rufus is in on this one, too.
Shaka Khan?
You don't even know
the other ones.
This is Shaka Khan.
But I think Rufus is in on this. That's why I said that.
Oh, you got you may
got it.
Somebody whispered that in his ear.
No, they didn't whisper it. They just said
right.
it.
How does Pappas know so much at a young age?
Pappas, I'm telling you, Pappas is a music aficionado, and I'm dead serious.
He's a major leaguer when it comes to music.
All right.
You know what it is, though? And I've met his mom and dad. It's his mom and dad. They
met him where? Y'all had a function? Didn't invite us?
Where did I meet your parents?
Wow.
Friedman's Appliance.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Friedman's Appliance.
Gotcha.
That's right. They had beer on tap at Friedman's Appliance.
I remember that day. You and JD
were. No, you weren't there.
I was listening, supporting you guys, okay. And you could tell that there was beer in the air. You were happy.
I was. The show drunk. Went till 1 o'clock, then I had a beer.
But you better be careful.
But the euphoria of knowing that there was beer there is what I was
getting
at.
What are you saying?
You weren't drinking. You were just happy that it was an option.
It's always an option.
Well, not on air.
We did it at the Hilton.
Oh, we did.
It's okay.
I think it enhances us.
Well, it made you sleepy. Your performance kind of dipped off that mimosa.
I was in the red, what do you call that? The tailgate, deep in it.
I'm talking about during the show when you had that mimosa. You started sweating and everything. I was like, ooh, is he all right, man?
That's
mimosa got you.
See, he thinks he gets me when I, you know, sweat. I don't sweat.
I need a mimosa.
NFC, 49ers, the only undefeated team. And we're talking about trying to figure out how good they are. And do they need to upgrade somewhere? So,
I'm ready for
as is, give me your top five teams in the NFC.
Here we go. All right. Can I go first?
Yeah.
San Francisco stop. 40.
Okay, stop. If they're the best team in the NFC right now, why would you want to give up a future draft pick? If you're already the best,
this Sunday in the nation's capital, Debo or Pettis breaks a leg or gets hurt.
Then we'll talk about it.
See, that's why you should already know you have an issue.
Who are you getting rid
of?
What wide receiver are you getting rid of, by the way? You're going to have to get rid of somebody.
Oh, I trade Kendrick Bourne.
Nobody wants Kendrick Bourne.
About your boy Hurd?
You can't.
Trent
Taylor. Vestibility is availability.
You're going to draft the guy in what, the third round?
It's fine. And I mean, Debo and...
No.
Oh, this guy.
Get rid of Jalen Hurd.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Could get something...
No way.
I thought you asked me my rankings. You don't want to see who I got behind them?
Not really, because...
San Francisco.
Answer my question.
New Orleans. Seattle. This is crazy. Minnesota. Because if Cousins on a good day, can hit the receivers. And five, Dallas.
What? I'm putting the I got the Panthers in there now.
I'm not mad at that, but things change.
I got to put the Packers in there. Five.
I got Niners.
Oh, damn, number one.
Seahawks.
Okay.
Saints.
That's three. I like that.
Hmm.
Don't count. Dallas is without tackles, and if they're injured.
Miss me with the Dallas Cowboys. Minnesota. I kind of like that Panthers pick, but I'll go with the Packers at five.
What? All right, now here's what I want to do.
Dallas is like eight.
By the way, the 925, you guys are so funny in a good way. Are you getting my text? We just got it. Thank you, 925. All right, let's go to the AFC. Let's just the AFC. I don't want to mix. So my AFC is the Patriots.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.